Two.
Welcome back, fellow patrons of the Casual versus Critics. Talking about a real snoozer. Literally. Put me to sleep.
Big snoozer.
Twice.
show of hands, who all fell asleep during it?
I did not, actually.
Well, you watched it this morning.
Yeah. 75% of us fell asleep.
No, I tried it Friday, fell asleep. I woke up during the end credits, was watching it yesterday, fell asleep for a good 20 minutes, which pissed me off because then I had to rewind it and then watch like 20 more minutes of this fucking movie.
Then you had to watch the rewind while it was happening, too?
That's no, it's Netflix. You just hit the little left thing.
Yeah, you just hit the left arrow.
Oh, because whenever I do that, it fucking like plays like seconds of it. Maybe it's just my TV.
Gotta get a better TV, man.
Sony Brav doesn't do shit.
Written and directed by a we're doing The Strays, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that.
The Strays. Netflix.
Isn't Will Ferrell coming out with a new dog movie called Stray, where he like is the voice of this little like dog?
Probably be better than this movie.
It looks pretty fucking funny. The dog gets ditched by his owner. He's like, I'm going to bite his fucking dick off. And then it's like him and a bunch of other stray dogs.
Is it like a live action?
Yeah.
So it's like
the owner's dick off. Looks hilarious. Anyway, The Stray is directed and written by Nathaniel Martello White. Looked into his history. He fucking has done jack shit. Pretty sure this is his first screenplay and directing job.
First and last.
It says, yeah, I'm on his Wikipedia. It says his film credits include Dead Meat. Never heard of it.
Nope.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, which I looked deep into the production. Couldn't find him anywhere. I think he just lied on his resume, honestly. Red Tails.
The Tuskegee Airmen?
Yeah. Looked into that. Not in there.
He's just like an assistant to the assistants, man.
Yeah.
Got coffee.
He got coffee.
Yeah, so basically, he is a 40-year-old liar.
Of all the things to lie and say that you did, fucking Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants is the one that you chose. Meat. And Dead Meat. And
he's also an actor, though, so maybe he, like, acted a lot.
He's probably an extra.
Yeah.
He's probably at, like, the Greek coffee shop when they transferred the fat girl to the other chick that got, like, raped or something.
Isn't that Traveling Pants, the first one time, and I would never. I own it. Just never will watch it.
It just cracks me up because...
Wait, you own the disc?
Yeah. Dude, I got DVDs. I got three giant storage bins of DVDs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I just travel around with them. In the
digital era.
Yeah. It didn't make anything in box office because it's a Netflix movie, so there's no box office scores. But it does have a 54% on Rotten Tomatoes.
A what?
54%.
Critic score?
The tomati.
Oh, wait, no, it dropped since yesterday. 52% critic, 29% audience. That's more like it.
These critics are lying.
Yeah.
Critics are full of shit.
Definitely.
And has a 4.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
A what?
A 4.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
Not respectable enough.
No. So, yeah, all in all, what a great trash movie.
You can't put the word great, trash, and this movie in the same sentence.
Yeah, I love me some terrible horror movies, but...
Yeah, terrible horror movies that have a lot of gore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, terror and, like, horror, actually.
Yeah, not someone afraid of being black.
Kind of like a Terrifier movie.
Yeah, like Terrifier, yeah. Terrible. Yeah,
or like awesome. Space this clowns from outer space or something.
Yeah, it was not scary in the slightest.
Zombievers. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, this is not scary at all. This is boring.
Like borderline not even a thriller.
I would put it as like a...
just because this chick seeing a black guy in her rearview mirror.
Or like...
does not meet, and she's getting unreasonably nervous and scared for no reason. And
he was peeping at her through like the little fucking floral centerpiece.
That does not count as a thriller. Maybe for her.
You know, the funny thing
pretty, what else?
Is that she had no idea who they were either. She was just afraid of two black people.
Yeah, exactly.
Just unreasonably scared at first. She was just
garden party, and then the daughter freaked out.
But... What kind of fucking game are you playing?
Yeah, she just saw her kid talking to a black janitor. It was just like, oh no, that's not happening.
They're brothers.
Yeah, she didn't know who they were. It was, what, been like 20 years or something?
More, 16, 17?
Yeah.
I think she was more afraid of people finding out that she was black than she was of the black janitor.
She was 100% more worried about people finding out she was, like, black.
Oh, she always fixed her hair? It was only in the car when the kids were in there? When they, like, smacked the head?
And
the
husband was just like, I miss your old hair, how you used to have it. And she's like, nah, I hate my nappy hair. Gonna fix my weaves.
Which, what a shitty collection. She's supposedly has all this money, and she's got like long hair, dyke bob hair, and then fucking shoulder length hair.
Yeah, you just grow 4 inches of hair in a day.
Everybody knew they were wigs, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, especially when she started, like, scratching like a crackhead.
Yeah.
That
was nuts.
By the way, the
pink... Take the fucking thing off.
The thing is, like, I think there was... I don't even exactly know what the itching was all about. There was probably a hidden meaning there. The thing I don't think I gave a fuck enough to care.
It's just, sometimes...
I didn't care.
I'm going to word this.
I'll word it for you. People that wear wigs for a while, shit starts itching.
No, like, there you go. The African American female community, when they have that, they always smack their hair to like, because they always like pick it and stuff, and then they smack it because it itches a lot. So it had nothing to do with her, unless it's a nervous tick of hers, which they didn't go into. I think
it was just anxiety. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
She's about to be found out.
Yeah, but like, she was like digging at it. She probably has scabs and shit on the back of her head.
She's. She grabs that tool in the car and just starts going at it.
The fro pick?
Yeah.
Or like, did she give the daughter like a fro pick to like comb her hair?
Three people had like the same pink fro pick.
No. That Abigail, I don't know what her actual name was, but...
It was Dion.
Dion?
Yeah.
She gave the pink pick to the daughter
when
she first met her, and then it was just doing flashbacks. Oh. It was just a terrible flashback sequence, like a reveal.
When it was like 5 days
earlier. Yeah, they tried to do like an M. Night Shyamalan reveal, and it was just like, all right, they were just mad that the mom
abandoned them with an abusive father.
Gave her other kids.
There were so many assumptions to be made, because, we still have no idea why they even fucking came there besides to terrorize their mother.
Yeah, she kept saying like, the dad was like a piece of shit, but never said what he did.
Yeah.
And then the son said that she was also a piece of shit, but then didn't elaborate either.
It's poorly written.
Terrible.
They didn't explain like, the pills that she's taking. They just look like multivitamins, but they looked important. Because she like was taking two, but then she's like,
"Took three.
Oh my god, my black kids are here. I'm gonna start like looking or acting super black." So then she took three of them.
Maybe it was skin bleaching pills.
I think it was like anxiety pills. She's trying to fit in with all the white women.
Yeah. Like a Xanax or something.
Yeah.
Just depresses her, and she's like, lovely day. Top of the morning to you, or whatever the fuck they usually
do. Love, yeah. Don't they bark do that, at me. And they drink wine all day. That's all they do with their lives. And then, I don't know.
Barnaby?
Probably fucking hate on minorities.
This sweet Range Rover, though. She like,
shut your fucking mouth. She really,
you know. Shot up that socioeconomic ladder.
Yeah.
She really did.
I mean, what did
I was rooting for her, man.
Yeah. I mean, she, like, was blaming being black on, like, losing her house.
She fucking turned it around. She just wanted more.
Yeah.
The opening scene, is it bad to want more?
You were rooting for her? She just abandoned her two fucking kids just to, like, move
Doesn't
away.
Matter, man. Change that life around.
Was it the sister that she was on the phone with in the beginning? Or, like, one of the friends in the area that, like, she went to school with or something? Who the fuck? They didn't give us that clue. Like, who she was on the phone with in the beginning? Like, hey, I need to get out of here.
After her sister, I think.
Yeah, sister.
And then the sister just, like, dumps the kids somewhere too. Probably yeah, at like the firehouse or something. Yeah. Fucking scummy.
I mean, she did have a point though. She did what a lot of men in that situation do.
That is a very good point.
She and she did.
Reverse role.
Like, yeah, I'm going to go pick up some scratchers.
I'm not going to make that double standard. Yeah. Guys get away with it all the time. She just wanted something better.
They don't get away with it. They get sorted out.
You're right. They get away with it. Child support and alimony is through the roof nowadays. But if you get off the grid, man, there's a lot of guys who don't.
Change your name, change your color. They can't fucking
spot you. There's a lot of guys who don't pay shit. Yeah. You can get away with it.
Talking about how she just did what like black dudes have been doing like to black women.
Not just black dudes. It happened.
No, she was bitching that everything was happening to her bad in the beginning because she's black.
Yeah.
Well, didn't she say that she just did what men do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Not really a valid excuse. No. But I'm not going to make that double standard.
Hey,
but
at least she gave the kids a chance. I was going to say, why does she just do it? Would have happened in that poor, shitty neighborhood that
most women
in.
Do.
Just walk down to
the kids
Planned Parenthood
though.
And get it fucking scrambied out.
Nah, she didn't want them holding her down.
The kids weren't in the opening scene, though. I don't know where they were. Were the kids in the opening scene?
No, there was no
just her on the couch by herself.
Yeah, it was just
right?
her fucking sulking by herself.
Kids must have been at like school or daycare or something.
Looked like a comfortable couch, though.
Yeah. Well, she probably didn't want to take them. Because, you know, if she had this whole plan probably of, like, doing some skin modification, you know, like, those kids were, like, super dark.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, what are those doing here? Like, look at you, look at them. Why are they so black? And it would have ruined her whole thing.
Yeah.
Her whole scam that she was playing. What a grifter.
A grifter.
Yeah.
She's like the headmistress, and then like the headmaster's like, yeah, she's great. 5 years deputy. In a row. Don't still have any references from her resume, but you know.
The deputy headmistress.
Deputy headmistress.
Yeah. So she's like an assistant to the assistant regional manager.
Yeah. She's Deutscher.
I mean, she did look pretty white when she had that like shorter.
Yeah.
Thing. Not white. She looked more like a maybe Dominican.
Was there like some sort of like hidden meaning in this movie that no one knows about?
That's what I'm saying.
Probably, but we wouldn't understand it.
Just don't care.
Would I dive deep into the hidden meaning of the Strays? No. If I come across it, would I remember it?
Maybe
to talk about it? No.
Maybe the hidden meaning is the past will always come to get you.
Yeah, don't live a
and then you could just run from it again. Yeah, run from your problem.
The meaning is, if you give your kids up for adoption, they're going to find you and kill
you. She turned the water off before she left.
She did.
That was nice.
That was super
nice
of her.
Nice.
Yeah. That was nice of her.
Which, like half the floor, the kitchen floor was fucking...
That was a lake. They had a pool inside
their house.
That
was like shin deep. And then when she walked to go get the fucking Chinese food, there was no squishing.
Their
house was not level.
Yeah.
Well, no, the... Where they were was...
Did they have like steps?
Yeah, there was steps.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I think there was.
Terrible
was like
fucking design idea.
The living room.
Terrible design idea for that house.
Not so much. You know, yeah. I thought the design was pretty cool. I like the modern look to it, but I feel like it probably doesn't have asbestos tile in it.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Those stairs were definitely from the 70s. The little panels on them.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff's like coming back.
That bathroom, though, is real nice with the fucking lion
claw
fucking tub.
Yeah.
Other than that, this whole fucking movie sucked. What did you like out of it? That bathtub?
The bathtub.
Not who was in it. Nothing.
She gets
just
in
the
there, and the first thing she does is make toast, too.
Yeah.
Dion. That was hilarious.
From like a baguette, though. That's weird.
Yeah.
It's like baguette bread.
Maybe he was making a crostini and couldn't find it. Probably thought that she had like caviar in the fridge.
For some avocado. Oh, for some avocado toast.
Yeah. Crostini is just a toasted baguette.
Oh.
Not gonna
lie.
Did
you put a schmear on it?
I didn't like the awful attempt at being like psychological with like the the dreams and like the cracking in the walls and shit. Yeah. I thought it was so fucking dumb.
So on the wig purpose. Wrapping around her.
Yeah. Her hair, yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Or she thought
am
that
I watching is all I thought.
She thought that her abandoned son was in the front yard, but really it was like the daughter just coming home.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference between the there. You have one that's like
don't you see it?
Super black and probably like 6'2", and then you have like the young pale, pasty fucking daughter.
Oh, that dude was like at least 6'5". Yeah. He was a fucking mountain.
Carl.
Yeah, Carl was his name?
Carl.
Carl, the black son.
What was his actual name?
Go to your bed.
That was his actual name.
Carl and Dion.
Carl and Dion. His stage name?
His stage name.
Let me go back in here and look, I was just reading.
Because he looked like he was in something.
Kept pulling out a plot hole, too, is that the daughter knew the phone number for the Chinese food place by heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uber Eats. Oh.
Yeah, I thought she was definitely going to call, like, 911.
Yeah.
Even the son kind of looked at her like, you order a lot of Chinese, or what's going on here?
And what the fuck did he order? Shrimp crackers and fucking egg fried rice.
Egg fried rice.
What a fucking asshole.
His,
Dion's order was way better. It was like chow mein, chicken chow mein.
Yeah, ribs.
Ooh.
Short ribs.
Yeah. And then you got fucking shrimp cracker.
British people are fucking weird.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it was a British movie either. And so I started watching it and I'm like, fuck.
Carl, his British accent was. So, and I couldn't even understand him at times.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought he was like African.
After the basketball game.
Oh, like a Nigerian accent or something?
After the basketball game, like, he's talking to Sebastian, and like, there was something there. I literally had no idea. I rewinded it like 3 times.
He's like, hey, you want to go after that white boy, wrap a bag around his head, bruv?
Yeah, bruv.
And then like smash it with a bat. That's how they killed that kid, smashing his face with a basketball.
I don't know. Did they kill him?
I don't know if they
it
killed
him. Bones crunching on the fucking.
Broke his nose?
Yeah, maybe they just.
It's a terrible movie, Greg.
Yeah.
They broke his nose, so then he could only breathe through his mouth.
And the kid's gonna act. They're gonna they left him alive, too, so, like, they know who the fuck.
I've broken kids' faces, and they lived. Bones crunch, man.
Yeah, but they didn't, like, show him just, like, crying in the corner or something. They just go, and he drops him off.
His made-up name was Marvin.
Marvin.
Oh, yeah.
Real name, Carl.
Marvin the janitor.
And then there was Abigail. Real name Dion.
I thought that was the crazy eyed chick from fucking Orange is the New Black, to be honest.
You know what I hate? The fact that Sebastian's nickname was Sebas.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I fucking hate that. Every time they were like Sebas.
I was
like, ugh, fucking British people.
Why not just call him Bastien?
Yeah.
Bastion.
Or Bass.
Sebi.
Bastion? That's an Overwatch character.
Right. Bastion Schweinsteiger is one of the greatest soccer players in Bundesliga history. And on the Chicago Fire.
I did like the soundtrack, though. Need some British rap.
Yeah.
Giggs?
Yeah.
Was Getz on it?
No, it was Giggs. He got that deep-ass voice. That guy's got good music. Underrated.
Underrated.
The one rap song. The one rap song mixed with like the classical music. Like Madame Butterfly and like fucking weird shit.
I didn't even know that there was music to it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Do you need to start listening to movies with sound on?
Well, I have sound soother and then I'm told to be quiet. But
did your captions not say music playing gigs?
No. No. It showed bone crunching and like
God knows wait.
Oh, no.
No, it did not.
No.
Oh no. Not if Neve had anything to do with it.
Yeah.
She was just a self-hating black woman.
Yeah.
That's all it really was.
I thought it was the chick from like the Mission Impossible movie for a second.
Sandy Newton?
Yeah. But then I thought to myself,
how the fuck do you know that?
Like, because we talked about her.
Yeah. And then after we talked about her, I saw like she was like,
shut up.
She apologized for playing like a
black role because she's like some sort of like
carry on
South American or something.
Oh,
or was it Zoe Saldana? One or the other.
I don't know.
They don't have to apologize for anything.
Yeah.
They won out the role. That's it.
Yeah.
All these actors and actresses, by the way, are just no-name pieces of shit that have never acted in anything other than like plays.
Ian was good.
I thought Ian was good.
Ian was good.
He was the only good actor, to be honest with you.
Kind of reminded me of, what's his name?
The brother. Oh, I thought you were going to say the brother in Eastbound and Down.
Morgan Freeman or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah. Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Martin Freeman.
There you go.
No, him and the guy from fucking, whatchamacallit, if they had a gay twin, gay son. Martin Freeman and the brother from Eastbound and Down.
Oh. Yeah.
Because they had the same, like, weird mustache and, like, soul patch.
So the general consensus is terrible writing, right? And then acting is bullshit.
Yeah.
Terrible.
They didn't need to put the chapters or anything like that.
Ian didn't need to die either.
Ian did not need to die. It was worthless.
Yeah. And, like, you can definitely live through that. You don't just drop all the weight on your fucking face and die. Like, that was terrible.
Yeah.
It was a terribly written death.
I guess he did need to die because, you know, the kids would still have a dad if he didn't die. I think they just wanted him to leave them fucking just abandoned with nothing.
Yeah, that is kind of fucked. Yeah. I mean, Ian's dead and she's gone again.
It would have been just better if there
were two more kids left in the dust.
It would have been better if they were playing Scrabble and then, you know, Ian put like a really like sophisticated word
that, like, and then no one
Carl
understood.
Just chopped his fucking head off with a machete.
I thought he was gonna no shit when he was lifting those weights.
Was just kneecap
fucking
off.
Just start slashing,
just hack him.
Yeah. Like he put a homonym on there, and Carl's just like, "That's not how you spell it." And then like he's like, "No, it means something else." Shut up! And cuts his head off.
That scene reminded me of a Dane Cook joke, the Monopoly joke. It's like, fuck this game. It's 3 a.m, Grandma. You win.
You know what would have been a better ending? So instead of them killing off Ian like that, Carl just walks and like smacks the toaster off into the flooded kitchen. Everyone died.
Mm.
And then we wouldn't have to worry about them making a second one.
They wouldn't die if the outlet was grounded.
I don't think it was. It's,
it's a Britain. Kitchen.
Yeah,
I think all kitchen ones have to be have to have GFIs. Maybe not in Britain, though.
Yeah. We don't know what their codes are.
Oh, no, it pissed me off. Fucking plot hole. So they play Rhino first, right? And the rules of Scrabble, you can only make a word on the words that already exist on the board, right? How the fuck did they put tuna in there?
Yeah, what?
I didn't realize that.
Right,
I was like,
the end.
Yeah.
The end.
The N in Rhino.
Oh.
And the N in tuna.
Rhino, okay. And the
oh,
tuna.
Someone doesn't know how to spell Rhino or tuna. Look out, everyone.
Yeah, you had me falling for it, you piece of shit.
I'm sorry. I was just looking for excuses to fucking just hate this movie even more.
You don't need to.
You don't need to. You just sat through an hour and 35 minutes of it.
Hilarious gap, though. Don't even know how to play fucking Scrabble.
Yeah. Yeah, no one read the rules.
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, the number one thing to do?
They set it up so fast.
It's their favorite game. They know the rules by heart.
If it was their favorite game, it would be in the fucking dining room and not upstairs.
You don't know where they play games. Maybe it's a slumber party game.
Yeah.
They have a game room upstairs.
They're all in their jammies, and then they go play on the bed.
Because they're middle-class white people. They don't have slumber parties downstairs.
They don't have alarm systems either, apparently. You'd think you'd live in that big-ass house with those nice fucking like cars and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You're just have an alarm.
These motherfuckers break in, turn on the water. There's literally like a waterfall happening in her house. The guy's watching TV loud as fuck, and then 10 minutes later, everyone wakes up.
Yeah.
So
were we in comas?
But he also used the pry bar to open the door, right?
Yeah, loud.
And then when he closed it, you hear like the actual latch click.
Yeah.
So how did he break in? And then the door.
This is a terrible movie. This guy did no research.
like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I use my ID when I have to do that. That's why my ID looks like someone
that's
fucking...
That's also why you should have a security system.
There's a bunch of blow on it.
Yeah.
I snapped my fucking driver's license in half when I was in Germany. I got locked into got locked on a balcony and there was no one around. And I tried to fucking like jimmy the thing open with my fucking driver's license. Snapped it in half.
I would have just punched through the window.
German that's engineering why the hotel car is good.
Their locks don't work the same way.
So I'm stuck on this like 1.5 foot by like 4 foot balcony and I'm just like pounding on the window. Everybody was like doing laundry or something. I'm like, get me the fuck out, it's cold. It's like raining because that's all it does in Germany is just fucking
rain. All it does in Europe, it seems like.
Anyway, fucking trash.
Yeah, it was a terrible move.
Let's just fucking rate it. And I give it a 0.4. And I usually just do 0.5s, yeah. But this is worse than a 0.5. 0.4.
I'm giving it a quarter of a fucking point.
A 0.25.
Yeah.
We're going by hundredths now.
I'll give it a...
It's got to be less than a one. There was nothing good about this movie.
I was just going to give it a one, but no, like a point. I'll give it a 0.7 just because of the music.
Oh, okay.
Just that one scene.
At least there was something you liked about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, it's got to be less than a one. 0.6.
Okay.
This is literally the lowest rated movie we've done.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I don't know if there is a movie that is a 0 out of 5.
Like Halloween,
but this was pretty close.
Halloween Ends was pretty close to being a
at least
sub
Halloween
one.
Ends like had some fucking
it had gore.
Murder in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like
this had nothing.
It was not in the genre it said it was in. And the fact that Netflix fucking made it with money, real money, is outrageous.
Like, they should have used Monopoly money to pay for it.
They'll cancel everything, all these good shows and shit. And then
you get rid of, like, the Defenders and fucking... Yeah. You recast fucking Henry Cavill because he's too good with his source material and it pisses off the staff. But no, you make this god-awful piece of shit. They could have used that money for, I don't know, not bitching about people sharing fucking passwords. I feel bad for whoever's password I used to fucking watch this.
Probably mine. Probably mine.
No, I think it's El Jefe's.
Oh, Jeff.
Or Sir.
Read some terrible reviews. Or try to find a good one.
No way.
Oh, I'm sure there would be one
There's
or two.
There's definitely
good ones.
Someone that. Maybe not a perfect score, but like a 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
100%.
No, you know, there's a piece of shit.
And
that
they like
gave it a 5.
Read too much into this fucking movie, too.
Yeah,
someone's probably like, it's kind of sad in these times where like a black woman can't feel safe in her own skin. So she like fakes being white just to live the life, just to get the privilege.
That's a stretch. But who knows? There probably is.
Well, 100%. There's somebody in there that says that. I'm not being racist either. I know people are discriminated against.
No,
she wasn't. She just couldn't fucking pay her bills. Her fucking sister was even like, you have a great paying job. Yeah. Just pay your fucking bills.
Yeah.
And divorce your husband.
Yeah.
Because she said something
take
about
the
credit
kids.
Cards, right?
Yeah. There's like creditors or something.
Credit.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
probably only owed like $5,000 and she it's, like ditched her kids out
it's
on
just
$5,000.
It's a really bad setup.
Yeah.
Like, because she's on the phone with her sister, who apparently she gave her kids to. She seems kind of reasonable, doesn't seem as big of a piece of shit as her sister.
Yeah.
So, like,
oh.
But then she dumps the kids, too?
Found one for you.
Hard to believe. Also, that is not the route any woman would take. She would divorce the husband, take the kids full custody, and then who knows? Maybe she meets Ian and still has Mary and Sebastian.
Yeah.
Who knows? This is a terrible, terrible writing.
I don't even want
no
to read
plot.
This. This shit's going to piss me off.
I mean, even Ian was just like pissed that they like went away. So were the kids. They're like, what do you mean they went back to London?
Yeah.
Like, we want to like...
Let's hash this out right now.
Yeah.
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 let's work this shit out. And then they're like, oh, paid us fucking 20 grand.
Yeah. Go to London. He's
like, you fucking cunt. Steal my goddamn money. Divorce. Then he died. Terrible death.
Which is a terrible death.
He wasn't putting the work in the Iron Throne, man.
You can literally go on YouTube and see guys trying to max out like 400 pounds on the bench and fail and live because
because it lands techniques on their chest and maybe crushes their diaphragm. Not like
exactly. You slide to the side and you slowly get to a position where you can roll the bar off.
No shit, he couldn't lift it either. He was just the way it's that dangerous, he died. Yeah, he had to have had it like fucking like over his head. That's past what I'm saying. His head. It's yeah. Like, no, you fuck.
It's because this writer/director has never been in the gym before.
Never.
No.
Maybe that's
never,
why
he's never benched.
Or he uses those Smith machines where, like, you know, it's got the bumpers.
Yeah.
Like, if you drop it, like, the bar weighs 5 pounds.
Yeah. Maybe this is why the Great Britain can't win a goddamn gold medal in anything either, because they all work out like a bunch of mongoloids.
I don't know, that pitcher for Britain during the WBC yesterday against the U.S. Forgot his name.
I didn't see it.
Probably dude was fucking jacked.
It's probably dual citizenship.
But he hasn't, yeah.
British and, like, Dominican.
He hasn't pitched in the MLB in, like, 6 years.
That was the semifinal of that tournament, wasn't it?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because it was Panama, Italy in the other semifinal, I think.
Yeah, when we won 6-1. Big Dick
Kyle Schwarber hit a 3-run homer.
I mean, all the best players in this tournament are in the MLB and are American.
Speaking of Kyle Schwarber, he's trash. He struck out 200 times last year.
Okay.
Tony Gwynn struck out 180 times in the fucking 90s.
Okay.
Hey, that's fine. I'll take fucking 30% home runs, 60% fucking strikeouts. That's fine with me.
All right. This is from a top critic, Anton Patel of Little White Lies. Mm. This is what all of these reviews seem to be. Let's right do now. It. A provocative allegory of black experience in white Britain as characters get caught in an evolving conflict between estrangement and assimilation, individualism and inauthenticity, pride and self-loathing. Normally, you don't have to, like, put and then a period, because it's, like, a compound thing, but he literally did it for every fucking
wait, he
adjective.
Ended his sentence with and then a period?
And self-loathing. Period. But he put a lot of ands.
So many ands.
So many ands.
That was stupid.
There's three.
Yeah.
I don't... it's,
critic doesn't even...
So I'm not from Britain or anything, but don't, like, Britons mostly hate, like, Muslims?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Dude, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Pretty sure 9/11 happened here, but... Yeah.
Adrian Horton from The Guardian. The Stray sets up an intriguing examination of race, privilege, and difficulty of social mobility for black Britons, but ultimately fails.
It literally did none of that.
Yeah. They made a movie and it sucked.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think there was any, like, fucking.
Everything fails.
I think it tried to do that, but it just didn't do that.
No.
At all. It's just a horrible movie with a terrible plot.
You know how we just bash on movies and all that? We don't, like, give, like, the meaning behind, or our meaning behind some of it. Like, these are stretches.
Well, unless it's like a movie big that stretch has a meaning, like All Quiet had the meaning of an anti-war movie.
Yeah,
you can say that, but this literally had no meaning to it. It's just a terribly written,
movie. Just,
yeah, these
there's people. No real meaning to find when you don't give us a reason to fucking care.
So this one's actually cracks me up. This is from Miranji Rawis from DraftKings Nation.
Okay.
Tracking.
You can't run from who you are, and certainly shouldn't run from your background. No matter what society imparts on you, The Strays puts these revelations to the table, but sacrifices the wrong character's mortal pretenses as the expense of another. I think they put that background thing as a joke, because they didn't run her background at the fucking headmastery school.
Wasn't background for fucking anything. Why is Carl and Dion so fucking messed up? Yeah. There's a lot of kids that the same situation has happened. One parent, no parents. They don't fucking...
Maybe they grew up in like a group home or something.
Why are they so messed up? Why do they feel the need to...
Yeah, there's no backstory.
She's... Dion's still holding on to a fucking teddy bear or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, so dumb.
All right, Pedro Ponero from Escribanado Sign. Probably some sort of Spanish newspaper. The Strays rebounds in a naive stereotype vision, an aberration that perceptuously fails. Oh, perceptuously falls prey to what it wants to criticize. And this is what ultimately and the most horrifying of the whole movie.
No, that means a lot of big words.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he means
don't
like,
use your words.
I think he means it tried to do something and nothing of it came out, and that did the was opposite. The worst horror movie of it because it was a terrible movie. That's my guess.
Alright. Just wipe our hands of this. Wash our hands of this trash movie.
I'm over it.
Things I'd rather do than watch this movie, get my butt fucked.
Wow. And that doesn't... I don't know.
I was going to pose an awkward question to you. So, you know when you take a nice, big shit, and you're like, ah, relief. Why does that feel so good?
Put a dick going in.
Because
it's going out, not in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Pretty basic, right?
Yeah, it's an exit.
Don't know everything about
do you think
the science down there, but I'm pretty sure your hemorrhoids aren't supposed to point out.
As Trav would call it, the A really spot.
Oh, yeah, unless you want to get hit on that A spot.
A spot? Is that like the G spot?
Yeah.
The A spot, dude.
The A spot, yeah.
Oh, A spot.
A spot. A spot.
Shut up.
Hey.
Either or. That's funny.
Go away.
Okay, no. Now Barnaby's all up in her ears.
She's all fucking horny and we're just going crazy.
Yeah.
Alright. I don't even know if I have to say check out the socials.
Yeah.
Kind of tiring.
I'm going to put...
You guys are going to check out the socials.
That's why we got to make an outro. We got to make an outro where you're like, check out our socials.
Well, then everyone would skip it.
Yeah.
You gotta do it right, like 5 minutes before the end.
Right now, they're forced. They don't know that, you know, we tell them.
You know what probably happens is they probably hear, all right, socials, and then they just turn it off.
Pause.
Move on to the next podcast.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, check them out. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'll post.